Come on, lift your voice and begin to worship him. Lift your voice. The songwriter said, I will not be silent. Not while I'm alive. There's an opportunity for my voice to be heard in the heavens. I will lift my voice and I will declare that you are God. As long as I have breath in my life, I will use my breath to praise you. I will use my breath to worship. Hey, thank you for your mercy, Lord. Rago mashata libokosia. Come on, lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice and just bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. The faithful God. The great I am. The great God. The great King. Oh, he's great. Oh, he's great. Oh, he's great. Ah, he's great. Hey, he's great. Oh, you are great. Ah, Baba, you are great. You are the one that we call talk and do. You say and it is done. Oh, Lord, you are great. In Exousia, we declare that you are great. We declare you are faithful. Oh, we declare in Nigeria that you are faithful. You are the merciful God. Hey, you are merciful. Oh, Father, we thank you. We give you glory and praise. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Jesus' precious name we have worship. Father, we have come again. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your mercy. You are the mercy Lord. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you for your sustenance. Thank you for your spirit that you have poured upon us today. Thank you for the words we will hear. Let all glory be aspired to your holy name in Jesus' name. As a church, we say thank you. We have seen your faithfulness. We don't need anybody to convince us that you are faithful. We don't need anyone to explain to us that you are merciful. We say thank you, Baba. Let all glory be aspired to your holy name. Lord, we have come to your feet to learn. Speak to us. Let me not speak as a man with experience and knowledge, but let me speak as an oracle of God, downloading mysteries from the Father to the heart of his children. Father, let distractions be taken away in the name of Jesus, that at the end of the day, somebody will walk away justified by the power of your mercy. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Are you happy to be in church today? If you're happy to be in church, please move forward. Please. I want to thank God for this privilege. Our daddy's in the house. Daddy, we love you, sir. We thank you for the opportunity. So much, Daddy. And thanks to the pastorate for the privilege to speak today. We trust God will minister to our hearts in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen? Are you expectant tonight? I'm expectant too. I'll dive straight in. We've been talking about the power of mercy and we've explored all areas. The amazing thing about the theme is when it comes, all areas, God shows us all the areas covered. The theme is not just a topic that pastor just thinks about and say, okay, this one will be nice. It is what God lays in his heart, because the Holy Spirit is able to diagnose the people and to see the area that they require strength. So when God sees that area that, okay, they need understanding in this area, he ministers it into the heart of our man of God. And then we begin to explore. And after each theme, we are strengthened day by day. Amen. So the essence is not just to pass through. So let us pick up everything that God has in store for us this month. In Jesus' name. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 23. Lamentations chapter 3, we've been exploring the power of mercy, but I want to talk on the mystery of mercy, the hidden things of mercy. I know by now someone will be tired and say, why do you like talking of mystery? Praise God. It is mystery to the unbelievers, but we who are children of light, it is being revealed. And that's what my assignment is here today. Amen? Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 23. Very popular scripture. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I won't dive on this. Other ministers have dealt with this. Mercy is the intervention of the Lord to save mankind from eternal destruction. Praise God. I repeat, mercy is the intervention of the Lord to save mankind from eternal destruction. It is the clause the Lord puts into man's contract because he knew from the beginning that man will not be able to fulfill the terms and conditions. Praise God. I repeat the definition. Mercy is the intervention of the Lord to save mankind from eternal destruction. It is the clause the Lord puts into man's contract because he knew from the beginning that man will not be able to fulfill the terms and conditions. For an evil person, they will put a clause that will hook you. But God, who is merciful, put in a clause into man's contract that will help him save you. Someone say mercy. One thing we need to understand about the realm of the spirit and the realm of God is that everything is legal. There is a legal dimension in the things of the spirit. So God speaks a word, it becomes law. Even God that spoke it can back his word. Because the foundation of the world is founded on the principles of his word. If he goes against his own word, the other people contending for his throne have a right to come. Amen. So the realm of the spirit is a legal place. And as we explore, you'll see some things. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 28. The soul that sinneth, he shall die. The soul that sinneth, he shall die. The king said it. He is the one that said it, the first part. The soul that sinneth shall die. How many of you have ever sinned before? Lift your hands up. My hand is first, so don't even bother. If there was no clause of intervention, we were all doomed for death. Amen. Remember, even he himself cannot take back his word and say it's a mistake. He said, the soul that sinneth shall die. That's the law. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. I want to show you the legal aspect, why we need to understand what mercy has done. So the next time we are saying, God, you are merciful, we are not just being emotional. We are not just being, we are not just saying something that, you know, that's what everybody say. We have an understanding that this God made an effort from his foreknowledge to put an intervention ahead of man. Praise God. Genesis 3:16. And the Lord, Genesis chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Everything you can eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely what? Die. He said it. No matter how he loves man, he can't take it back. Many people will say, well, did man really die? Because if God said, because that's what Satan came. Did God really say? God, whose word is yes and amen, said, the day you eat of this fruit, you are dead. And the day they really ate of it, they experienced death spiritually. Man was separated from his father, the creator. That day they died. You know why? I know. Because he said that a day before me is like 1,000, right? So it may look like he's still alive, but his journey is unto death. I'll show you things. The legal tender of the law. I know there are some of us that are lawyers here. You will understand the intensity of contract. Once you break it, even your lawyer will advise you. Did you sign it? You saw it and you signed it. Say, oh, I didn't know. I didn't know, it's not an excuse. Did you sign with your hand? Say, I signed it. Say, my brother, you have to fulfill. You have to honor. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 8. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh an edge, the serpent shall bite him. Legal tender. The enemy does not just come and oppress you because he feels like. No. There must be a legal ground. Because in the realm of the spirit, there are no contracts more than ever before. This is why the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 5:13, my people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. So if you are ignorant of the contract terms, you would always fall short of the law. If I did not know, if in Cross River State where I'm from, it's okay to drive one way, and I come to Lagos and I start to drive one way in Lagos, Lasma will tell me, just be coming like that. Somebody will be happy that day. But ignorance, I have every right to say I did not know. And I'll be arguing. Then they will show me the law. And when I see the law, my voice will go down. Am I communicating? So the law, he that breaketh an edge, the serpent will bite. So just to help you understand what this edge is all about, let's go to Job chapter 1, verse 8 to 10. So that you understand what mercy is all about. Mercy is not just a prayer a sinner makes. No, it's deeper than that. Job chapter 1, verse 8 to 10. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for nothing? Has thou not made an edge about him? Hallelujah. What is an edge? Protection. Did you not make an edge around him? Is that not why he's prospering? So Satan, who is a legal guy, is telling God, the reason why this guy is serving you is because of the edge. And remember scripture we just read, whoever breaks the edge, the serpent will bite. So God made an edge around Job. If Job stepped outside of the edge, what will happen? Anybody? Satan telling God, if not for this edge you put, what does that teach me? That in the protection of God, the enemy cannot touch me. Why? An edge about me. And about his house, and about what he had on every side. Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. So when God blesses you, he doesn't just bless you, he covers everything. Amen? The blessing of the Lord, he maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. Did you not make an edge about him, about his house, about all that he has on every side? You bless the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. So this is showing you what the blessing of the Lord looks like. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 24. I'm showing you the legalities of the law. Isaiah 49, verse 24 to 26. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? Pause. What is a lawful captive? A lawful captive is one who broke the edge. what they are accusing him of doing, he did it. He's not, when people are saying not guilty, he's not even raising his head up. Amen. But God's mercy is showing something here, but I'll dive into that. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? Next verse. This is his answer. But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. Why? I will contend with him that contended with thee, and I will save your children. Somebody say mercy. In the court of law, when the judge is about to pass a sentence, they say, have mercy or something. I don't remember the exact term. But be merciful in your judgment. Sometimes the judge can consider that mercy and give a reduced sentence. If possible, let you go. Someone say mercy. So you've seen the legal justification of the law. I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. The Mighty One of who? Jacob. Please note the name Jacob. I'm going to come back to it. God's word does not return to him void. If God says you will surely die, even he cannot overturn it. Because the decree of a king carries power. Talk less of the King of Kings. When John was arrested, and then the king, Herod, said, dance, whatever it is you say, I'll do. And then the daughter went to ask the evil mother and said, give me the head of John the Baptist. It pained the king because even he did not want to do it. But the day he goes against his own word, his enemies can come for his throne. Hallelujah. James chapter 2, verse 13. Someone say mercy. I'll read from the New King James Version. For judgment is without mercy to what show no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Hallelujah. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Mercy is able to overrule judgment. Mercy is able to, is inferior or superior, I beg your pardon, to judgment. When mercy stands up, judgment goes down. Someone say mercy. Remember the definition. Mercy is the clause that God gave the intervention into man's contract. He knows that man is not able to fulfill the law. So he snuck in mercy. But the devil did not know. He thought he has gotten God when he made man fall. He said, this man that you so love, this man that you have been talking about, you can't do. What will you do now? He said, mercy. Hallelujah. And mercy is recognized in the law courts. It's a clause. It's in the contract. So you can bring it and quote it. According to Mercy chapter 1 verse 1. I don't know how they... I love when they quote those things. I want to make a clarification. Mercy is not necessarily for sinners alone. There is a misunderstanding of the provision of mercy by the Lord. That when you pray and ask for mercy, people may think that you have done something wrong. But they don't understand that God, in his infinite wisdom, provided room for escape for his children. So if you see me crying or kneeling and praying and asking God for mercy, your natural mind will say, ah, what did Brother Steve do now? Someone was privileged to lay next to our daddy in the Lord, Papa Deboye, was praying, and all he was praying for was mercy. Even the man that was praying there was asking God for power, asking God for miracles, many things. But he turned and saw this great man of God. What he was praying for was mercy. He was confused. He did not understand that he was trying to access a dimension of God that triumphs over judgment. Someone say mercy. Mercy. How to get mercy? Mercy can only be found within the boundaries of the finished work of Christ. Hello? Mercy can only be found where? Within the boundaries of the finished work of Christ. That's only the place that the provision is, within the finished work of Christ. And I will show you in scripture link of mercy from the time of Jacob down to Jesus and now us. It's a mystery, but it's been unveiled today. You cannot earn mercy by your strength. By strength shall no man prevail. Is it in your Bible? You cannot earn mercy by your strength. Romans chapter 9 from verse 14 to 16. Romans chapter 9 verse 14 to 16. What shall we then say? Is there unrighteousness with God? Certainly not. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who does what? Shows mercy. You cannot get mercy by your strength. You cannot come and show mercy by your muscle and power. By strength shall no man prevail, including the strong men. Their strength cannot prevail. He said, I will have mercy. Whoever I choose to have mercy, I will have mercy. Nobody can come and tell you, why do you have mercy on this person and not of me? They will ask you questions like Job. Where were you when I was introducing this clause? Someone say mercy. Are we getting blessed today? By strength shall no man prevail. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy on. And I want to give you a good news. I know who he was talking about. He was talking about me. I don't know about you. Use your own mouth to me. I'm using my mouth. If you don't like it for yourself, please point to me. He was talking about Steve. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy on. There was a clear disparity between two groups. I have mercy on you. I hate you. I will explain today. You cannot obtain mercy by works. Remember, I said mercy can only be found within the parameters of Christ. So if you are not born again, the only access you have to mercy is when you pray for mercy. Other than that, it has no business with you. Like I said, I will show you why. You cannot obtain mercy by works. I want to work hard so that he will show me mercy. How hard can you work to impress God of perfection with your limitations of man? This is faith clinic. In the clinic, they do diagnosis. After the diagnosis, then they are able to administer medication. So we're administering medication through the world to fix certain things. So that if you have been approaching mercy wrongly, today you have an opportunity. You can obtain mercy by works. Romans chapter 9, verse 11 to 13. I'm going to explain I was so confused about this verse. Until one day, I was just in a conversation with someone, just talking, and then the Lord just dropped the understanding in my heart. I say, is this simple like this? Why did I not know it? Romans chapter 9, verse 11 to 13. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder, talking about Rebekah, the elder shall serve the younger. Esau will serve Jacob. They were not brothers. So he wasn't talking. It didn't say Esau did something. Hello? From the belly, the elder will serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Almost everywhere I go, people ask me the question, what did Esau do that God could not forgive him? And I wiggle my way out because I didn't have an answer. But today I have an answer. Someone say, I have an answer. I'm so excited. I was pondering in my heart, what could he have done? Is it that when he came to life, is it because of porridge? God is not that wicked now. Is it because of food? Because if it's about food, let me just raise my hand up. We and Esau, I don't know who like porridge pass. So it's not about food. God is a merciful God. But he said, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Shall I tell you why? Because God looked through the lineage of Esau, he found nothing, found nobody. Looked through the lineage of Jacob and saw his son Jesus and said, Jacob have I loved. Not because of Jacob the man, but because of Jesus the Christ who was in the loins of Jacob. Somebody say amen. Do you understand it now? So you see how excited I was when the Lord said, look through, because God stands at the beginning and declares the end. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's already at the end. And he looked through the lineage of Esau. He could not find anybody worthy of being loved. But he saw through the lineage of Jacob. We all know that Jacob was a terrible person. He wasn't about Jacob. He looked at his loins. He looked at Jacob and he saw Judah. And he traveled down the line and saw David. He loved David, but not as perfectly as because David still made some mistakes. He still traveled down and saw his son, the perfection of the law. The one who came out of him, who came and became the only begotten of the Father. He saw him in his loins. And said, Jacob, I love. Hallelujah. This is why an unbeliever is as Esau. I'm going to explain. Because the lineage of Jacob, Christ was there. Amen? And when Christ came, Christ went through the process of death. And now we, as believers, are locked in him. So when he sees me, he sees Jesus and says, Steve, I love you. Do you understand it? So I don't have to walk for him to love me. He already loved me. Where? Because I'm hiding in Christ. Are we together? I will explain more. Jacob have I loved, Esau I hate. So I'm of the generation of Jacob. Why? Because God, we are the blessing of Abraham may be passed upon us that we may receive Christ, right? And receive the promise of the Holy Ghost, Galatians chapter 3. But we are hid in Christ. So Christ is now our life. So when God sees you, he doesn't really see your weaknesses. Because if God was looking out for weakness, my brothers and my sister, I will be the last person standing here preaching. If weakness was a person, you would have seen it here. But my life is hid in him. So I can now do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So when he said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy on, he was looking at Jacob. I will show compassion on whom I will show compassion. He wasn't talking about many people. He's one man he was looking at. Because look at the lineage of Jacob. He supplanted, he cheated his brother. He obtained the blessing by... The man was an epitome of mistake. But he said, Jacob have I loved. Because out of the imperfect, a perfection is in there. So when the enemy thinks they've gotten me, no, you've not gotten me. Because my life is hid in Christ. And Christ is in God. So for you to get me, you have to go to God first. Then finish killing God. Then go to Christ. After killing Christ, then you cannot touch me. Am I communicating? Is this revelation, once it lights in your spirit man, your talk will be different. So mercy is your right. Why? In Christ Jesus. Psalm 30, verse 5. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor life. Weeping may endure through the night, But joy comes in the morning. Shall I tell you why joy comes in the morning? Anybody interested to know? Why did joy not come at night? Because the mercy of the Lord, they are new every morning. When new mercy shows up, joy comes with it. The enemy may be getting me down. I may be weak because my battery is getting low. I'm not strengthened in the nighttime. No problem. But in the morning, once it clocks morning, a new measure of mercy is activated. And I'm energized by mercy. And I can defeat the enemy. Weeping may endure through the night. But joy, come on in. Somebody say joy. Why is it a morning? Because his mercies are new every morning. Someone give God praise for that. There are ways to receive mercy. One of them is prayer. Like I said, it's an unbeliever that will pray that prayer of mercy. In terms of salvation. But I'll explain the other part. Mark chapter 10, verse 47 to 52. And when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Remember, he wasn't born again. No. Jesus had not died, so nobody was born again that time. Have mercy on me. Why did he call his father David? Because David was an epitome of mercy. David made so many mistakes that mercy was answering for him. So when he said, Jesus, thou son of David, he was talking about the merciful, the God that showed mercy to your father David. Let him also have mercy on me. Hello? Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Thou son of David, remember the mercy that your father David walked in. Show me as well that kind of mercy. But he was not born again. Remember that. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still. Because when you appeal to mercy, he will stand still. When Jesus stood still, creation stood still. When Jesus stood still, the forces of angels walking with him stood still. Mercy is the only thing that can make God stand still. Be sealed and see the salvation of the Lord. Jesus stood still. Everyone with him also stood still. And he commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he called thee. Be of good comfort. Mercy has located you. When mercy comes upon you, the results are evident. You can't hide the result of mercy. Someone say mercy. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Psalm 30, verse 10 to 11. David, remember I told you the people that are not born again. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and guarded me with gladness. Mercy turns mourning to dancing. Remember, unbelievers are the one praying. Because David was not born again. I'll show you how to draw mercy once you are born again. Amen? Faith. Somebody say faith. Thank you, sir. Somebody say faith. No, leave it, please. Leave it. Mark chapter 10. Verse 51 to 52. Mark chapter 10, 51 to 52. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Without faith, you can't even ask for mercy. You can't get born again without faith. Because there is no receipt given to you by man to say, now you have taken your... When did you get born again? Say, wait, let me bring my receipt. No, it's an act of faith. Romans 10:10. You believe with your heart, you confess with your mouth. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. I'll take two more scriptures and share some things and we'll pray. Anybody getting blessed? Genesis 3, verse 22. After man fell. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, let he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever in the state of the fall. God, so merciful, chased them away, because if they eat the tree of life, they are going to remain in that fallen state forever. The contract does not affect that one. Do you understand? God was so merciful. Let them not eat of this. If they eat of it, it's over. Even the claws cannot. Do you get what I'm talking? So he chased them so that mercy can still intervene. Someone asked me, okay, now that I'm born again, how do I receive mercy? Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4. Oh, sorry, verse 16. I apologize. Verse 16. Let's read this one together. Can we? One, two, go. Please stop. I'm seeing the word boldly there. You need to boldly. Let us do what? Somebody say boldly. Somebody say boldly. Because there was a man where Jesus was describing two people. The Pharisee came. I'm not like this one. I pay my tithe. I do this. I do that. Another man could not look up. He was looking down and was asking God for mercy. And Jesus himself said this man received. He was justified. Right? But after he came, died and resurrected and made us joint heirs with him. We are now like him. We are his brothers. He is our firstborn and we are his co-heirs. He says, come, let us go boldly to the where? Throne of grace. Sitting on the throne of grace, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us come boldly to do what? To beg for mercy. Hello? To beg for mercy. Is that what he said? To roll on the floor for mercy? What did he say? To obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So this is where you rejoice at the word. That we should come boldly. But if you are a sinner, you can't come boldly. Your face will be down. Is someone excited? Let us come boldly. So if you are not coming boldly, something is wrong. If our daddy now becomes the chief of staff and daddy likes me, hello, use your mouth to talk your own, no, daddy likes me and daddy is in Aso Rock, will I be hiding? Please, I want to see daddy. No, I will walk there boldly. Come here, how are you? Give me cold water to drink. Why? I know the person sitting. Oh God, am I communicating? I come boldly. How are you? How are you? Are they treating you well? I can talk to him for you if you want. Okay. They say I should come and fill form. I say, hey, if better tell him is Brother Steve. Maybe for the sake of protocol, I will just. But see what he will do when he sees my name. Ah, it's Brother Steve. Let me. Hello. That is coming boldly. Come and obtain mercy. It's available for you. Come and obtain mercy. It's available for you. Why? Because Jacob I love, Esau I hate. And in the generation of Jacob, Jesus was there. And in the generation of Jesus, Brother Steve is standing in the front line receiving mercy. Every time I require mercy, come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help. in the time of need. Somebody say mercy. With this understanding, it changes your minds. If you are not born again, don't go there boldly. They will chase you back. Then you'll cry, have mercy on me. Because everybody that was not born again, they ask, they pray the prayer of mercy. Because he's a merciful God, he gives them mercy. And when he extends mercy to you, he's not giving you mercy so that you go back. He's giving you mercy so that you become included in the fold. So that the next time you need mercy, you just lift your hands. Oh Lord, I thank you for your mercy. I'll share a story. May 25th, last year, I would have lost my father. I was in prayer because the way my family is structured, we've all been trained to be sensitive to the spirit. So if anything wants to happen, whether good or bad, somebody must know. If my mother does not dream, I will see it. Somebody must know, good or bad, not just bad. So one day I woke up from a dream and my room was dark. Not light, but dark. I could touch the darkness. Then I looked at the DSTV channel. It was locked at 205. And then when I saw it, I knew that it wasn't just God was speaking to me. 20th of May last year. This was some days before. And I knew what it meant, that evil, something bad. And I checked my spirit, it was my father. So I started to pray, to cast and bind, you know. But you know, prayers that you pray that does not enter, you know that this one, you are wasting your time. I prayed, I tried, you know, catch fire. I was worried. Because only when I receive victory in the place of prayer, then I'm relaxed. But I was troubled. I could not catch something. Then I went back to sleep, but I was troubled in my spirit. I tried. I said, Father, just show me what to do, please. Show me what to do. And then I went back to sleep. And about 5 minutes past 5 a.m., I heard the voice of the Holy Ghost audibly told me, ask the Father for mercy to cancel that which was done during the full moon. Amen? That's audibly in my ear. Ask the Father for mercy to cancel that which was done during the full moon. Hey! As I knew what to do, come and see boldness. Come and see. I gathered my family, put them on Zoom call. I said, let's deal with some matters. Why? I've received ammunition. That time was not the time to start casting and binding because a legal tender has been offered. There's an edge broken, I don't know where. That's not the time to be checking where did the edge break. Now is quick intervention. And the Holy Ghost in his mercy said, this one that has been done, only mercy can cancel it. What if I didn't have that information? I would have been celebrating 1 year. I don't know what it's called. Remembrance. And it would have been good. I would have moved on. But my people, not all losses should be losses. Not all. If you know what to do by the mercies of God. Don't get me wrong. Many other things have happened and I casted and banned it and it stopped. But this time, I knew that casting and binding will not solve this one. This one, I was afraid when I was sleeping. Because I tried everything I knew. Quoted scripture, did everything. Nothing was working. I said, man, is it that I start preparing for this burial? Because I knew it will happen. I knew it. But thank God for the mercies of God. Someone say mercy. He came and gave me the solution. Because in the realm of the spirit, that's why he said the lawful captive. If you have broken the edge, something has been done. During the full moon is when spiritual activities are heightened. That's where sacrifices are made. A lot of things happen. But God was telling me something was done concerning family in the full moon. Only mercy can cancel this one. I said, yes, sir. Strength came into my body. I gathered my family on Zoom. We sang and danced. Why? God has shown us mercy. If he kept quiet, you can't question God. How many of you know that? And then we prayed. And then we asked God for mercy as a family. Oh, there was an anointing in asking for mercy. Why? Because that's what to do. Not every key opens every door. There are door keys that open specific door. And the Holy Ghost in his mercy said, this one, if you are not bury your father, it will be mercy. And then with all alacrity. You know, someone that will see me then praying will say, this is a great man of God. No, it's God that had mercy on me in the night and told me what to do. Remember the mystery of the night? You remember it? What happens in the nighttime? He said, this one is mercy. And I cried and I asked God, my family and I, for mercy. My father is still alive today. Why? Mercy. In the courts of heaven, because the enemy is called the accuser of the brethren. When he's accusing you daily, every day, accusation. It is mercy that shuts down his accusation. Let's feed. It is mercy that do what? Shuts down the accusation. So with the understanding that you now have, when you are asking for mercy, you are not in a beggarly state. You are coming boldly to obtain mercy because it is your provision. But before we do that, let me give an opportunity. If anybody here is not born again, you can't pray this prayer with us. If you are not born again here, before we pray, and you want an opportunity for mercy to answer for you, please come outside quickly. If you want mercy to answer for you quickly, now that you understand the concept of mercy, the mystery of the mercy, only God's mercy for salvation. Anybody want to join this brother here? Quickly, quickly. This is a matter of life and death. Mercy. Lift your hands and just cry to God and ask him for mercy. Ask God for mercy. Ask God for mercy. Ask him for mercy. Son of David, have mercy on me. The sinner asks for mercy, and by mercy you get born again. So that you can walk boldly into the throne of grace. So that because your elder brother is sitting on the throne, can come in anytime you like. Without being born again, you can't receive mercy. Ask him for mercy. Ask him for mercy. In Jesus' precious name. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I have heard your word. And today, I cry for mercy. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on my family. Have mercy on my life. Wipe my name from the book of death. And let it enter into the book of life. I declare that you are Lord and Savior of my life. From today, I renounce Satan, his properties. And I declare that I am for Jesus. I am born again. I have received mercy in Jesus' name. Amen. Quickly follow our brothers to the back there so that we can pray. Everyone, lift your voice and just pray. Ask God for mercy. With this understanding that you have had, with this understanding of mercy that you have had, ask him for mercy in the areas of your life where you know that mercy only. Maybe you must have broken the edge in one area or the other that you don't know, or whether knowingly or unknowingly is not the time. But right now is the time for mercy. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me. Mercy on me, Lord Jesus. Have mercy on me, Baba. I now understand the power of your mercy. Now I understand that I'm hid in Christ. Therefore, mercy is my birthright. So I come boldly to the throne to obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Please lift your voice and pray. And pray and pray and pray. And pray for mercy. Lift your voice and just cry to him. He is the merciful God. He's the great I am, the merciful King, Adonai.